MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, June 22, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Mix of clouds and sun today, temperatures around 70, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 3:12 p.m. Thousands of dead fish floated into Salem Harbor yesterday. The Salem News reports that a net failure with a fishing boat resulted in the loss of the catch, according to the Salem Harbor Master and his check with the Department of Marine Fisheries. The best course of action is to let the tides take the fish back out to sea. The fish were mostly located between the Palmer Cove Yacht Club and the new seawall, where Palmer Cove Park and Pioneer Terrace are located. North Shore cities and towns are closing in on their FY24 budgets. In Newburyport, although the budget is mostly set, Mayor Sean Reardon explains that there are still plans to move additional projects forward.
Trying to get use ARPA funds to do a much-needed safety project down at the Pioneer League, which is called Lower Atkinson Field. We're trying to get that parking off of Merrimack Street, so it's a lot safer going in and out, so you're not backing out. But we have a big project that we're asking funds for that would just make that area so much safer. So if there are things like that, we're trying to do a data center on the IT side. We are moving forward in a lot of different projects across the city. If there's something that speaks to you, the city lights downtown. We have requests in there for funding. We're replacing all the lamp posts in town with brand new lighting. This is a big project. We got a little bit of funds already for it, but now we're asking for more so we can do even more of that project this year. So there's a lot of projects like that in there in our capital improvement plan.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. The Demacus YMCA in Lynn has a new addition to its roof. The Daily Item reports today that the roof has a complete makeover with the installation of a rooftop garden where cabbage, kale, and other healthy vegetables are being grown. The Healy Driscoll administration this morning released its fiscal year 2024 capital investment plan, which invests more than $14 billion over 5 years to build a more affordable, competitive, and equitable future for Massachusetts. The more than $14 billion in investments in the FY24 to FY28 budgets complement and build on the funding proposed in the administration's inaugural operating budget, with a particular emphasis on advancing climate, economic development, and housing goals, including the creation of a new $97 million Housing Works program. The city of Salem has announced its 4th of July plans. We have a note below on the North Shore Today post with a few of the details. We'll be providing details on additional events in the days ahead here on the website. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox lost to the Twins last night, 5-4. Baseball insider Andy Carboni with the details.
Now bumping the road to the local nine as the Red Sox six-game winning streak came to an end, falling to the Twins 5-4 in 10 innings. This afternoon, the Sox wrap up this four-game series with the Twins at 1-10. Justin Garza toes the rubber for the Sox. It's going to be a bullpen game. Sox now 39-36 and last place in the AL East, 12 games behind the Rays. Sox two games behind the Astros for the last spot for the AL wildcard race. After today's game in Minnesota, Sox wrap up this seven-game road trip, a three-game weekend series in Chicago against the White Sox.
Thanks, Andy. The Ipswich girls lacrosse team got to the D4 state championship game on Sunday, but fell by the slimmest of margins, 10-9, to Dover Shoreborn. Ipswich coach Allison Tivnan on the exciting game.
It was a hell of a game for sure, definitely. I know a lot of fans were there and a lot of people reached out and were like, oh my God, it was such an exciting game to watch. But unfortunately didn't go the Ipswich Tiger way as we would have hoped.
Now that the season is over for Ipswich girls lacrosse and the title game was just so close, you think, what if, what if?
100%. And, you know, that's what we talked a lot about on the bus. And I think, as you said, there are a lot of kids who are probably taking it to heart. You know, goals that could have went in, saves that could have been made, could cause turnovers that could have happened, you know, could have, would have, should have type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we talked about getting to this point and all the amazing wins that we had to get to this point. You know, we had, you know, two overtime wins, three wins by one goal. You know, obviously our Final Four appearance was awesome. Our win in the Final Four was awesome. So really just focusing on all those amazing games and plays and, you know, moments that we had, and not even to mention all the fun moments we had outside of the lacrosse field. We did a lot of fun team bonding stuff and, you know, stuff that hopefully the girls will take with them, you know, since the season has ended, for sure.
Ipswich coach Allison Tibnan, and again, congrats to a very successful season for the Ipswich girls lacrosse team, coming up just a goal short in the state championship game. Speaking of games, the Agganis games will open up on Sunday in Lynn. It will feature 9 games. We have details on our website of the games, and we'll have more on the Agganis week ahead in tomorrow's North Shore Today sports podcast. That's sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Have a great Thursday, everybody, and thank you for listening to North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.